Blog Talk Radio.
Where do you think that was recorded? In the Southland? In England. In England, they just broke away from the EU. Oh, man. And the plans of the New World Order have been dashed among the rocks. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book. Every night, every day, I get a phone call from a guy who is the most experienced man I ever encountered when it comes to communism, from its very birth to up to and including today. He bird dogs all communist activities, and he's fantastic. And there's no greater expert that I know or have run across. And he will call me every day, and he'll tell me what's going on, what communist movements are taking place right here in this country. And once he sent me a whole bunch of documentation going back to the communist infiltration of the Negro Garagemen's Association in Queens, New York, in 1914. That's how long international communism has been at work for the subjugation of the world. And we don't see it. And we got a communist in the White House. And every agency in government he has salted with his commissars. And they plan to do damage for the next 100 years. And nobody sees it coming. It is unbelievable. Nobody sees it coming because the media, who is Pravda 101, has told the American people communism is dead. Bill Buckley, the founder of the conservative movement, after he killed John Birch, says communism is dead. And the rhinos will tell you, and the Republicans will tell you, that Ronald Reagan defeated communism. But you know what? The wall came down on Bush's watch, didn't it? Anyway, I'm not saying Bush is the savior either, but our only chance is with Donald Trump. And you see what they're doing to him. They're trying to mold him in their image and likeness, and we don't like that image and likeness. So, my topic for tonight is, will we be finished when Obama finishes us? I have never seen such an un-American president. I can't believe this guy is American. I can't believe it. He has no trappings of Americana. He hangs out with all communists. He bails out communist countries that are going broke. He gives nuclear missiles to Iran, plus $150 billion bonus. And the news tonight is not good at all. The news tonight is very bad. I did see a poll that just came out that says Trump is pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton. But the news tonight is not good. And we're coming up on the 4th of July. This may be our last 4th of July. God knows what the communists have in store for us. The Soviet-run State Department refuses to release Hitler's emails for 2 years. This guy that calls me, that's a communist expert, he goes back to Los Alamos when the Soviets were infiltrating Los Alamos, and they had so many spies and communists in Los Alamos getting trying to get the secret atomic secrets. They had cells, communist cells, spying on other communist cells, not knowing they were communist cells. Jimmy can tell you, you mention one communist, he knows them. He knows where they belong. He'll tell you about the Institute for Policy Studies. He used to be on a talk show all the time. And I say, Jimmy, why don't you should be a professor. You should be teaching communism in the colleges. And he's sort of given up. And I'll say, Jimmy, if you want to talk, he likes to call the talk shows, but the talk show hosts are very jealous of somebody that knows more than they do. especially Mike Savage. There are some experts that call into Savage, and as soon as he recognizes that they are more tuned in than he is, he shuts them down, and then he takes over and gives his version of intelligence. And Jimmy used to be on Bob Grant all the time, and a lot of people know him. If you go to YouTube, and I don't want to give his address and location, so I don't know his address and location, but I mean on YouTube. Because he doesn't, I ask him, I say, look, why don't you come on my show? I don't take callers. I only go out. You dial my number, and you can have the whole show if you want. You can do 5 minutes or 10 minutes of education, because these kids today, they have no idea what communism is doing to this country. They have no idea what's going on. I was surprised. You hear the hoarseness in my voice? I'm going for help. And a girl is teaching me, a young girl, and she's giving me voice therapy. And she said to me, do you scream a lot? I said, I used to. But she says, do you do a lot of talking? I says, well, I have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and I do it maybe twice a week, and I usually do an hour. And she goes, oh, I listen to a talk show. And I says, oh, yeah, which one? She says, Mike Savage. I nearly fell out of my chair because nobody under 30 listens to Mike Savage. He's been labeled. He's been smeared. He's been labeled with all the labels in the communist label machine. And she says, I said, you listen to Mike Savage? She said, my father. My father introduced me to Savage. And you know what? I told Jimmy that story. You know what he said? He says, that's the communist goal. Destroy the family so the children never learn from the parents. Isn't that interesting? And I says, well, what do your friends say? She says, they have no idea. They're crazy. Isn't that interesting? So I said, Jimmy, you can come on. You can do 5-10 minutes. And, you could do 3 hours if you want. Oh, no. How many listeners do you have? I said, I got about 45. He says, no, I need millions. And what did the Chinese say? The longest journey starts with one step. Yeah. And every night he'll tell me, I can't get on. I can't get my message out there. I said, come on my show. How many listeners you got? I said, Jimmy, I said, I got about 500. But I said, I got to tell you, you want to get your show out there. My show was recorded. After I finish my show, that show goes out to Facebook. That goes out to Twitter. And it also goes out to TuneIn Radio. And Savage is on TuneIn Radio. All of the talk show hosts are on TuneIn Radio. I said, so you would get exposure. No, I can't do that. I need a lot of listeners. You're never going to get them, Jim. And I keep telling him, but he doesn't. He won't roll the dice. And I can download and copy that on a CD. And I said, I can send them to anybody you want me to send them to. Oh, I can't do that. See, my uncle used to say, faint heart never won fair lady. And he never got married. Every time he got close to getting married, he'd go out and get drunk. Yeah. So the author of Faint Heart Never Won Fair Lady was probably Shakespeare and my uncle. But he too was faint of heart, but a great guy. Oh, the old timers were the best. And you know what? We all have regrets. When they're gone, you can no longer ask them things that you should have asked them when they were here. And that's one of the biggest regrets, that every adult will have in life at one time or another. And they'll regret not knowing the background of their parents, where they really came from, what they really went through. I was surprised to hear Eric Bolling today talking about that he grew up poor, so poor that when he was 7 years old, he was with his mother and he took something off the shelf. And she said to him, with sorrowful eyes, "Son, you got to put it back. We can't afford it." And today, Eric Bolling, I'm sure, is a millionaire. He's on Fox Business. And then I switched channels and I went into Auschwitz. And a survivor of Auschwitz was a lady. And her and her mother were there in Auschwitz. And they used to get, for every 10 people, a bowl of soup. And they would get one sip. And she was, I guess she was about 7 years old. And her mother said, "Today's your birthday, so you could have my sip of soup." And this woman is alive to tell that story. And imagine the horror she went through. It's pretty much the same horror that Christians are suffering under the auspices of the Islamic world, whose goal is to destroy all infidels. It's in the Quran, folks. And the word radical Muslim is not in the Quran. You could read it from back to front. You will never see the word radical. Radical was a buzzword created by Quislings in the United States. But Islam is a religion, and it has goals. And it has innocent civilians, and it has jihadi warriors. There's no such thing as a radical Muslim in the Quran. Jihadi warriors die for Allah. And when they die for Allah, they go to paradise. And they get 72 virgins, 80 with a coupon. And during Ramadan, they get double coupons. So don't let these communists in this country who are singing "Someone's Cutting My Throat, Kumbaya," brainwash you. You're already brainwashed. You don't know it, but you are. Believe me when I tell you. You self-censor yourself. Think about it. When you got a thought in your mind and it seems to be politically incorrect, do you censor yourself? I can't say that. You know what? Let's say a prayer together. Oh, no, we can't say prayers. But as a reward for being a good slave, you can have a moment of silence. I'm going to go to a tune. We'll see what this one sounds like.
Slip my chair off your face. Brought in all the old disgrace. That black belt with him stormed your place. Drove you up to the ferns. Grace said victory was sure. Soon the firebrand he'd secure. Until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare. Big will never know what will dare. Now Chris will your heart declare. Fallen into your sorrow.
Of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Shilly is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Samir's green veil.
On them the mountaineers, strangers with light and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red hue. Bannock and Gallowglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell.
Our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north to the borders brave from banks of the Van.
Many a heart shall quail under his coat of mail,
deeply the merciless omen shall rue.
When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wings, your Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell the Boo.
Okay, we're back. We're back. So the Soviet-run State Department refuses to release Hitler's emails for 2 years. Between the State Department and the IRS, I don't know who screws America more. I don't trust that State Department. A lot of money changes hands, and a lot of people are bought and sold. And going back to communism, the State Department was infiltrated back in the 40s. And I believe they're still infiltrated today. The State Department really doesn't represent the United States. It's a mini UN. They'll be the first ones to tell us to turn our guns in. And what are they doing with making all these land deals? Selling uranium to the Russians. You don't know about that. Do you know about the Chinese city being built outside of Boise, Idaho? Don't you watch the 10-minute news that you never see again? You scratch your head. Here's something to think about. In that song, they just that Irish song, it's a probably a 10th-century war song. Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing. Do you know which Prince O'Neill advanced to our aid? I think his name is Robert O'Neill. He killed Bin Laden. And they were interviewing him, you know. And they said to him, so how did you kill Bin Laden? What was it like? He goes, well, it was like bap, bap, bap. And the interviewer got scared. Yeah, we're in trouble. So what happened to Princely O'Neill? They paraded him out, and they used him for ratings, and then they dropped him like a hot potato. So Princely O'Neill got a little bit tipsy one night, and he was driving, and he realized that he was shouldn't have been in the car. So what he did was he pulled into a parking lot, and he immediately fell asleep with the engine running, and they arrested him. They arrested him because if he had turned the key off, they couldn't have touched him. But he had the engine running, and he was asleep, so they arrested him. And that's the, you would think, the cops in my time, with a hero like that, you know what they would have done? They would have shut the engine off. They would have patted him on his shoulder and said, thank you for your service. But we're all skunks in this country today. Just look at the 10 sailors who surrendered to an Iranian fisherman with an AK-47. We're in trouble, man. We're totally, and today, the great Secretary of Defense. Let me tell you about Secretaries of Defense. The only good Secretary of Defense I have seen in a long time was Donald Rumsfeld, and the media schmeared hit the hell out of him. But I got pictures of him at 10 o'clock at night in the air, sitting at a desk in a plane and doing paperwork. This guy gave 100%, and he was the most loyal servant of Bush. And I remember Ted Kennedy looking down his Senate seat nose and saying to Rumsfeld, when are you going to resign? And Rumsfeld said, I serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States. And when he tells me to resign, I will resign. And Bush put his arm around him and said, this guy will be with me to the end. But just before the end, he whacked Rumsfeld, and he gave Obama a gift. Yeah, and you know what Rumsfeld did? Still loyal. To this day, 100% loyal. 3 wars Rumsfeld served in, under and in. He was a T-72 trainer for jet planes in the beginning. He has served his country valiantly, and he lives in New Mexico. And the town that he lives in is a left-wing town, and they hate his guts. And yet he walks the streets, and he's not afraid of anybody. Yep, and that's where we're at in America today. The Navy admits cowardice in the face of an Iranian fisherman who captured 2 boats. Heads will roll, but only up to captain only. and these guys gave up their passwords on their websites, on their they gave up their passwords on their military websites. You have no idea how vulnerable we are. The lynch mob meets with President Pinocchio Pants at the airport to discuss grandchildren for 30 minutes. Yeah, what a bunch of suckers we are. We are the most misled, misinformed nation. The U.S. announced today they wiped out, they bombed out 250 ISIS. Or was it 30, depending on who tells the story? Two ex-Navy SEALs murdered in Benghazi by Obama, Hitlery, and Leon Panetta. Operation Stand Down. Who cares how they died? And you know that video that they blamed it on? I saw that BS video on YouTube. You know what number I was to see it? This is after these guys are dead. 43. And the FBI did not go to Benghazi for 2 weeks. A CNN reporter found more evidence the next day. I took a photo from Wallace Shubat's website, who shows all the atrocities taking place in Mexico and in the Middle East. You have no idea what's going on in Mexico. Mexico is like Iraq. They got rooms full of torsos, rooms full of arms and legs, and heads on street corners. It is as bad as the Middle East. So, I went to Wallace Shubat's website, and he had a picture. It was very sad. If you're a dog lover, you don't want to see this picture. It was 24. They looked like all German shepherds. They were hired by Kuwait Petroleum Company as bomb-sniffing dogs. Kuwait KPC, as it's called, was paying $9,900 a month for each dog. And I guess they decided they didn't need them anymore. And I don't know if they shot them. Because I saw 24 dogs. They were like in a cage. You know, these terrorists, they love cages. They like to put people in, set fire to them, dump them into pools and drown them. They really are. They are very intimidating. But these 24 dogs were beautiful German shepherds in their prime. And they were either gunned down or they were fried with the heat of Kuwait, which can get up to 115, 120. So if they had no air conditioning or cool air, they could have expired that way. But it was sad. And there was one Kuwaiti. Most of them were in the cage. There were three outside, and he was with the three that were dead outside, and he had his foot on one like he was a tough guy. It was really sad. And you know what I thought when I saw those 24 beautiful dogs murdered? People would be so upset to see that. Dog lovers would go insane to see that. Yet we murder 4,700 American babies, and if you ever put them all collectively in a picture, you would be shocked to your dying day. And not only that, that's 4,700 a day. And they're murdered by law. And you wouldn't do that to a dog. Okay, we're going to play the Democrat love song.
Dirty buggy for me. dirty boogie for me.
Trump just pulled ahead of Clinton in a national poll for the first time in more than a month. It's a Rasmussen poll, and he's got a 4-point lead. So this is on AOL, AOL News, which is part the Huffy Puffy Post. But here are some of the comments. This one I like. This is from Pisces Baby at 36. I think the real reason that Obama does not want to say radical Islamist terrorist is that it is not only radical Islam that wants to kill gays or stone women for adultery or allows the beating of women by their husbands or their rape or having acid thrown in their faces or beheading people who leave the Muslim faith. This is not radical. This is Islam. I have a picture of a mother and a baby child. Okay? And they're from Iran. And the mother is wearing the chador. And she's, and it's open. And the baby is kissing the mother's face. Both the mother and the baby have had their faces destroyed by acid. Apparently, they must have thrown the acid in the face of the mother, and she had the baby under her chador. And it is so sad to see the love of two disfigured people. It would break your heart if you saw it. That's worse than 24 dogs. Let me tell you, man. It is really sad. Both are crimes. Both are horrendous. So let's see what other people are saying. This guy's name is New Balanced. It says, "You con morons, do you know the liberal media is just effing with your heads, right? Donnie is so far behind that you cons will stop reading the news and go back to throwing horseshoes in your trailer parks that can't sell advertising without you. And Donnie has peaked and is falling fast. How's that? How's that for labeling? You're talking about the labels. The Democrats, you know what I used to do? I used to go to the Democratic convention and I used to sell label machines for $10,000 each. And I used to throw in 1,000 free racist labels. I'm only kidding. I never did that. I'm just playing Democrat. Hillary, their lying and angry criminal self-serving hag from hell. I guess he's a conservative. Then they got a picture of Donald, make America great again. And they got a picture of a wall and Donald's got his finger through a hole in it. Cons, then his 450 driver. Cons, you show me consistent polling data. I got to tell you something. We cannot underestimate the wicked witch, the dragon lady, because we've underestimated the strength of the Democamos, the party that has no God, has no country, no flag, no anthem, the party of death, and has no kids. We underestimate them. There are more of them than us. And therefore, we have to make every shot, every ballot count. Yeah. But now you got to remember this is AOL and the media. Pisces Baby is back. Did anyone see the grilling by Ted Cruz of Jay Johnson? That's who was talking. I heard it. What a dirtbag he is. On the scrubbing of names like Jihad or Muslim Brotherhood, references on names of potential terrorists from the FBI playbook. It is really sad. One guy says, let's see, Donald versus Hillary. Donald Trump, let's put America first, folks. Hillary, me first. Any questions? Bobby D, Hillary, 2, Saudi Arabia, 3, China. And then Susie says, AOL went poll shopping just to get you crybabies, a poll you would like. Oh, if you knew Susie, you wouldn't want to know Susie. Yeah. It is really sad. We'll jump back. We'll give you a tune. Let's see. Oh, let me see if this one is the one I think it is. Mondo Cane. You know, that they took that picture of the 24 dead German shepherds, and I titled it Mondo Cane. It's my wedding song. The only one the band knew. You can go to any wedding, that's the only song they play.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever, you're gonna be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. Thank you. than you'll ever know. My arms, they long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing and weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure. No one else could love you more. Love you more.
The Democrat Communist Party, under the leadership of Obama bin Laden, is speeding up the number of terrorists that can come into the country. And Samantha Powers, our ambassador to the United Nations, where the most we should ever give them is one towel and one bar of soap, has stood up and called for action. We got to get more of these terrorists in the country. We need businesses, big and small, to do more too, which is why tomorrow the White House is launching a private sector call to action, which will rally companies to do their part, from providing jobs to the terrorists and firing any black employees. I made that up. I'm playing Democrat. Yeah, but that's what's going to happen. You know that. The low man on the totem pole is going to be replaced by a lower man on the totem pole. Yeah, this is it. This is Obama's jobs project. Remember when he got $2 billion for shovel-ready jobs and nobody got a shovel? Remember him laughing about it like it had been a big con? Do you remember Robert Reich, a white man testifying before Congress? And he said, be sure none of this shovel-ready job money goes to white construction workers. Can you believe that a white man would say that about white people? Only a communist would say that. Only a communist. So, and here's what Steve says. We have 95 million Americans who have dropped out of the workforce or working part-time when they want to work full-time. You know what the big shock is? You know, you work and you save and you work and you save and you struggle and you put in all the OT and the government siphons off half of what you make. And then they don't take it all in one form. They get it in many forms. And then you think, oh, now it's time to retire, I'm 65. And then for the next 20 years, you're begging groceries. Yeah, that's what retirement is to some people. They call it staying active. So we don't need any foreign aliens from a violent, barbaric culture and religion that believes women are second class. Oh, they were talking about the abuse of women. Here's two things nobody ever talks about. Boy rapes in Afghanistan by Afghan warriors. Boy rapes. That's a big thing. That's part of their culture. And the other thing, when a husband is disenchanted with his wife and he wants to punish her, do you know what he does in Afghanistan? He cuts her nose on an angle so she looks like a pig. You'll never hear about that. All you're going to hear is Scheherazade. Bryan Spears bringing those in when we're a much smaller country and had to fill jobs is far different than it is today. Yeah, and don't buy that. We're all sons and daughters of immigrants. We're sons and daughters of law-abiding immigrants. We came here to make America great and become great. We didn't come here to destroy it. A lot of people don't know this. Did you know at the end of the Civil War, Abe Lincoln wanted to give every black every slave $100 and send them back to Africa. Did you know that? Did you know that Ho Chi Minh came and saw, I think it was Woodrow Wilson, to ask for help to free Vietnam from colonialism? And Wilson wouldn't see him because he didn't want to have anything to do with the yellow man. It is really sad. And Lincoln was talked out of doing that by a black advisor. Yet there are people here who think they'd be better off in Africa. I don't think so, man. I think if you did a poll, you get about who wants to go back to Africa. Let me see here. What country are you talking about? The one that Boko Haram hangs out in. No, I think I'll pass on that. Because when they kill you, they're going to kill you for being an American. Yeah. I'd like to see more athletes put their hand over their heart when they play the Star Spangled Banner. That would be a show of appreciation for a country that gave you a job. Yeah. Steve says, well, oh, well, all of you that voted for the skin game for 8 years, as your children kneel down to the East, be proud that you gave your children a national debt that will never be paid off and a religion that will guide them through their lives. Stand up, all you Clinton supporters, but don't stand up for the national anthem when it is played, or even think about letting your sweet little children say a prayer. Moment of silence. Shut that Christian up. Stand hand in hand, put a smile upon your face, while you ignore reports like a man gets 51 months in jail for not paying his taxes, and an unconscious woman gets drugged behind a dumpster and raped, and the kid got 6 months. This is your justice system that you have created, brought to you by the new liberal Democratic Party. Democrat went out with Harry Truman. This is the Communist Party, folks. You know, the same party that started the KKK to control and manipulate the blacks and the uneducated white folk. Well, gee, I thought there'd be more comments. We'll jump back for a tune. We did more. Yeah, when I got married, that was when you went for the reception, and you were getting a band, and they say, what do you want for a wedding song? And I said, all the things you are. And they said, we don't know that one. I said, how about long ago and far away? They said, no, the only one we know is more. And you could have went and booked a reception anywhere, and that's the only tune you were going to get. It's like no Coke or Pepsi. Here's a dedication to John Kerry.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. He's joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he thinks of my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and put the love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my love. Bird. He tiptoed up to reach her. He's a bird. Well, he's a teacher's pet now.
dog.
What do you want you can get now?
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely love alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little of your own.
Pay a tribute to Latinos. And this one is coming out of Brazil.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar. Brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar.
Pra comemorar, pra comemorar.
Dança meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca. De olho no chibio da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia.
Nice sound, that makes you want to dance. This is from Conservative Tribune. Shock. Another mass shooting at club. But look why the media is not reporting it. The mass shooting terrorist attack in Orlando has been discussed endlessly by the liberal media for weeks now. But you probably didn't hear about another mass shooting in South Carolina. Why didn't you hear about it? Because the guy that was doing the shooting was shot by a guy that had a gun. A concealed carrier who used his gun to take out the bad guy before he could kill anybody. The incident happened in the early hours of Sunday morning in Lyman, South Carolina. Jody Ray Thompson, a 32-year-old Lyman resident, got into a verbal confrontation with another guy at the Playoff nightclub at 3:30 in the morning. Should have been sleeping in bed, getting ready to go to church. Thompson quickly decided to escalate the verbal altercation, firing at random into the crowd and hitting three people. One of the men who was shot at, however, had a concealed carry license. He fired back at Thompson, wounding him in the leg and stopping the rampage. Thompson had been charged with four counts of attempted murder. The man who returned his fire will not be charged. He was acting in self-defense. Of the three people who were hit, one was seriously injured, Renata Chantrice Irby, 34, who had one of the bullets lodged in her pelvis. According to Bearing Arms, Thompson had a criminal record dating back to 2003 and should not have legally had a gun. Folks, let's get real. You can apply for a gun permit. You can fill out all the paperwork, but the criminal's not doing that. And anybody that doesn't want to fill out the paperwork doesn't have to. They just go to their drug dealer and put in an order for what they want. AK-47, little grease gun, and they get it. And they don't do no paperwork, no fingerprinting. And that's why gun control didn't keep this criminal from getting a gun. But the liberals want to take them away from law-abiding citizens because they can never catch the criminal. It's easier to catch a guy that's just standing around minding his own business. So, Richard says, this story clearly illustrates the concept that... And Marilee says, that's why I'm copying and pasting with author credit outside of the clickbait hypocrisy. Richard says, Marilee Neatane Cool. Oh, that's her last name. Pam Staten, Pam Lady, the good guy with the CWP was the very one who inside the club threatened to shoot the alleged shooter. Also, what they didn't post was the amount of bullets recovered, which would suggest there were two shooters other than the criminal with the pistol. Obama's lament. What, he stopped the attack with his gun? Nobody dead? No joy in Mudville today. You're on the money. Obama is a globalist pawn. Do you think he has a palace in Dubai? You know, that was part of that 10-minute news that breaks and disappears. Somebody said he bought a palace in Dubai. Now, if that turns out to be true, I could tell you this, based on a good hunch. He didn't pay a dime for that palace. The Iranians bought it for him. Oh, no, that can't be. This guy is, he's as pure as the driven snow. Yeah, and every Wednesday we're all going to get chocolate pudding. Let's go back and we'll do a tune. Okay, I'm just looking at some headlines there for you. Trump just pulled ahead. We already know that. I saw one that I like. I like that doo-wop sound. You know the doo-wop sound? Looking for the word blue. I got two blues. I got Blue Moon, and I got the Blue Bayou by Roy Orbison. We'll do Blue Moon. No, we'll do Blue Bayou. I like that beginning bass sound.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where you sleep
sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. Oh, to see my baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou, where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou. Oh, that girl of mine by my side, the silver moon and the evening tide. Oh, some sweet day gonna take away this hurting inside. I'll never be blue, my dreams come true on Blue Bayou.
I like how the party of death lays claim to so many people. Oh, the Latinos will never vote for Trump. Latinos with families that are living here law-abiding will vote for Trump because they want to improve their lifestyle. Oh, well, the blacks will never vote for Trump. The rappers won't. The dopers won't. But the gospel people will. And there's a lot of gospel people and a lot of black farmers and a lot of hardworking blacks. And they know the difference between Shiite and Shinola. So, El Trumpo is pulling ahead. And I just hope that the rhinos don't reshape him to their image and likeness, because the rhinos are Democrats too. I'm going to turn the show over now to the last song, and I'm dedicating it to the 22 GIs who are going to take their lives tomorrow or tonight. And I'm going to ask you not to do it, because you already paid the price. You paid the price above all with your service and your love of country. And nobody appreciates what you did, because less than 1% knows what's going on in this country and the price that has to be paid for freedom. Thank you for your service. We love you and we don't want to miss you. We want you to be here with us tomorrow. So hold off and ask Jesus for help.
Okay. kingdom above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe. Enjoy the 4th.